Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. God gave me fabulous because he wanted to encourage me to always be excellent in the things that I do for him. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, servicing the souls of people that God has put in my path as I live my journey of purpose. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I love that. I practice dressing in the Word of God, so much so that my new book that I'm preparing to put out, it's exactly talking about that. Dressing in God's Word. Dressing. Yes, we are to dress just like we get up in the morning and we put on our clothes. The same way we should be so close in there with God's Word that we are dressing in it in the morning. Well, we have a beautiful show for you on today, the Lord and I, because I always say, Lord, what would you have me to talk about today? I even ask him that for the daily devotionals that I put out. What would you have me to say today? And so I'm encouraged in him and by him as to what I'm saying. And I love that. I love my relationship with God. Thank you, Father. Thank you that I have one with you. Thank you for that. You're so great, Lord, and you're so worthy. And I am so appreciative that I want to do everything that the Lord gives me to do on his program because I am laboring for my crown. Yes, I'm laboring for my crown. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, just tell them that I'm saved, sanctified, and I'm working for my crown. All right. Woo, I love that. I'm working for my crown. And you know, you can't pay me. You can't pay me. You can't give me my crown. But God is the only one that can give me my heavenly crown. So you see, I'm listening. I'm tuning in. I'm on that wavelength through the Word with Jesus. So he can give me what it is that I need to do and say. So you see, I'm encouraged. And I thank God for that. I thank him that he keeps me encouraged no matter what. And you do know that what sometimes comes. But no matter, I magnify God that I am encouraged in him. So today, we are going to be talking about pick up your phone, which is prayer, and call home. And home, our heavenly home, is wherever Jesus is. Pick up your phone, your prayer phone, and call home. When was the last time you called home? When was the last time you picked up the phone and called Jesus or called Daddy? Oh, that's too long. That's too long. That's too long. Every day, you need to check in. You don't know what might have changed at home. So you need to pick up your phone, that prayer, and call home and check in with Daddy. See if he's pleased with you and if he's going to let you come home. Because sometimes, you know, we can mess up so that, you know, our parents don't want us to come home. They prefer we not, you know. So pick up your phone, your prayer phone, and call home. And that's wherever Jesus is. And check in. Make sure that everything is all right for you to come home. All right? But before we get into it, we want to have a word of prayer. Because prayer, then they're calling, picking up the phone, it's always in order. So I'm picking up the phone, that prayer phone, and we're going to talk to Daddy. We're going to talk to Jesus. We're going to tell him all about our troubles. So whatever your situation is today, you come on and pick up your phone. Come on in with me. We can do this together. We can make this a corporate prayer. We can do it together. We can touch and agree on whatever it is that you and I are needing from the Lord. And he gave us permission. He gave us permission to call him up. It don't make no difference what time of day or what time of night it is. He gave us permission to call him. And then he even gave us our own private phone. I love it. Our own private phone. And that's prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So come on and go with me. Bring your mind in and come on, go with me for these few moments. And let's talk to Daddy. We're calling him up. And he will hear and he will answer. Most gracious Father, on today, be sure to thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are, God. We thank you that you're so great and that you're so worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And we give the praises to you on today, Lord. You said, enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. We enter in, Lord, today, God. And we thank you for it right now. Thank you for giving us a phone to call you up, God. Thank you, Lord. We so magnify you. We so magnify you, God. Thank you because you are God. And we thank you for that, Lord, that we know that you are, Lord. You're our Daddy. And we thank you for it right now, God. We glory in you. Forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way, Lord. It's our heart's desire, God, that we please you, God, that you would delight in us, God, as we delight in you, God, and that we, Lord Jesus, would commit to you, Lord, that we will trust you, Lord, and then we'll shine for you, God. And we just thank you for it now, Lord. Now, Lord, my sister and my brother is here with me in prayer, God. And we're touching and we're agreeing, God, for you to work every situation, God, that you would give us the answers, Lord, that we are needing, God, and that you would grant us favor with you and with men, God, that it will be worked out in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what it is, God. It does not matter how big or how small the situation is, Lord, because we already know, Lord, we already know, God, that you will handle it and take care of it for us, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. We ask today that you would grant whatever the request that we're touching and agreeing upon, God. And we thank you for it right now. Now, Lord, we ask that you would go into the hospitals, walk up and down the hallways, God. Go into every room all over the world, God, because you're just that big. In the name of Jesus, walk in there, God. Rescue. Rescue, Lord, your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Been calling on your name, God. Praying, God. Cancer is no match for you. It is no match for you, God. In the name of thank you, Lord Jesus. Cancer, no match for God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it now, God. Diabetes, no match for you, God. Heart disease, no match, no match for you. For you are God. And we thank you. I am the most, thank you, Lord Jesus. We rebuke them all right now. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke them right now. Every disease, we rebuke it. We rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, leave. Leave the bodies of God's people right now. In the name of Jesus. Depression. In the name of Jesus, leave. Thank you, God. Whatever hope you have, God's anointing breaks that yoke, breaks that hope. If it's alcohol, if you're an alcoholic, smoking cigarettes, a sex addict, whatever the situation is, in the name of Jesus, we call it broken in Jesus' name. Leave, never to return. We cast you into the sea in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, and we magnify you for it right now. For you are great, God, and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them to you now, Lord, and we thank you right now. We ask that you would look on the saints everywhere, God, everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on them, God, the backslider. Look on him today, God, her, Lord. Look on them today, God. Call them back, God. Go there, Lord. And arrest them, God. Arrest that heart, God, in the name of Jesus. And let them do as the song that Shirley Caesar sings, God. Say one more time, I'm going to go down and I'm going to reminisce on the things that you've done for me. And that they will realize, God, that you've been so good, God, that they can't backslide now. No time for backsliding, but it's time to praise and magnify you, God. And we just thank you for it on today. We thank you for our pastors, Lord. Look on my pastor, God, and bless him. Encourage his heart on today, God. Encourage him to get the job done, Lord, that you have given him to do, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it right now, God. Now continue to bless your people everywhere, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for our finances, God, being blessed. And that money cometh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this broadcast, Lord. Continue to anoint it and bless it, that you get all of the glory and all of the praise in your most holy name. And I thank you for it right now, God, in Jesus' name. And Father, you said if I would acknowledge you in all of my ways and my doings, you said that you would direct me. And I stand on your word. And you are a man that cannot lie. If you said it, that settles it. So this prayer is settled. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank God for prayer on today. Prayer, pick up your phone. Which is prayer. We picked it up today and we called home, and that's wherever Jesus is. Wherever Jesus is. Now, if you have a prayer request or you would love for us to pray with you, there is one of two ways that you can send in that request. You can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, or you can download our All Nation Christian Center app, and you can go there and leave your prayer request. And you can send a request anytime that you want, but you can go there and do it. Also, I want you to know that I am a motivational encourager. And if you have an event and you need a motivational encourager, well, email me. My email address is mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And I would love to come and encourage the people where you are. I love it. I love what I do. I thank God for what I do. I'm encouraged to keep doing what I do, because there was a time that I was a total negative person. But one day on the south side of Chicago, I met a man. Paul met a man on the Damascus Road. But I met him on the south side of Chicago. And God has truly made an impression upon me and my life. He is my mentor. He is. And I thank him. I thank him for that. Now, you can also check out my website for my books that the Lord has blessed me to write. I also do a daily devotional on Facebook that the Lord has encouraged me to do, and even given me a title for every day. And that's nobody but God. He continuously to give me ideas and things to do. And I sure do thank God for that. So, check me out. Check me out. Facebook, my website, and just see what I'm doing. I'm picking up that phone, and I'm calling home, because I want to be able to go home. It's a bad thing to know that you have done so bad that you can't go home again. Ain't that sad? You did it to yourself. You did it. So prayer is the believer's phone. Prayer is the believer's phone. It's that way of communicating with God. He says that this is the way that we communicate with him, and it's by faith. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So you got to believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So today, you have your house phone. That's what I'm broadcasting through today. But then you have your cell phone. Oh, when they came out with the cell phones. Oh, my goodness. People don't even communicate with each other anymore, except mostly by cell phones. Everywhere you look, people sitting across from each other, and they are texting one another. Instead of communicating face-to-face. And then you have the iPad and the iPod and Skype. All of these ways of communicating. But there is only one way to communicate with God and Jesus, and that is prayer. Isn't that amazing the way that he set that up? He set it up. It's just like, I say, that it's just like the White House. And I've never been there, but I understand that the red phone is for those situations that need to be handled, you know, there, now. With prayer for the believer. Prayer is that phone. Prayer is that phone where we call him up. And home is wherever Jesus is. When was the last time you called home? Do you even know where the home is? Do you know where home is? Do you know that this is not your home, that one day we all are going to leave here? Did you know that? But if you've never checked in with home to see if you can come home, then you might not be going home. That's something to think about, something to ponder. Have I checked in with home to make sure everything is all right and I can come home again? When was the last time you called home? When was the last time? I remember my mom came and stayed with me for a month. And before she came, our relationship was not that good. But after she came and stayed that month, God helped us. We called him up. I called him. My mom called him. We called him. We called him up. And God came in and he helped us to iron out those differences through calling him up, through prayer, and facing situations head on. Deliver me from people that they just want to talk behind your back. They don't want to deal with situations, head on. But, you know, if you deal with it head on, you finished with it, you don't have to worry about it anymore because you dealt with it. But when we continue to talk to others about one another, we're not dealing with it. We just sidetrack it. But God gave us a phone. He gave us a phone, believers, so that we can call him up wherever he may be. Wherever he may be and wherever we might be, he'll answer because we just have to call home. God answers prayers, and he gave us what we needed. From that day, I became my mother's mentor. And every Saturday, either she or myself would call one another. I am so glad I called Jesus to give me how to do. Do you need to call him up? There is no problem too big or small that God cannot solve. He is never too busy to take your call. Did you know that? God is never too busy. All you have to do is take the time. You are the one that's too busy to call him up. You have to take that time. Take the time to call Jesus. You know you need to call him. Stop going around in circles. Stop it. Stop doing it. You're just spinning your wheels and going nowhere. But if you call Jesus, if you call him up, he will definitely answer and he will give you what to do. So do you need to call him up? There's no problem too big or small. I just told you that. He's never too busy. I have tried him, and I recommend him highly. Is there anybody that you know that you recommend because they've done so much for you? They've been good to you? And you can say, I recommend so-and-so. Yes. Well, I recommend Jesus highly. His number, just in case you've forgotten his number is prayer. P-R-A-Y-E-R. That's his number. Call him up. Call him up. Pick up your phone, which is prayer, and call home. And that's wherever Jesus is. Isaiah 65 and 24 says, and it shall come to pass that before they call. I love it. I love it. I love it. He said, even before you call, just because we're on the same wavelength, he said, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, he said, I'll hear. Isn't that beautiful? That even before we call, and God set it up that way. He set it up because that's why, believers, it's so important that we have the Holy Ghost. Because Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are one. They three, but they're one. And he said, Jesus said, Daddy, it's my desire that they would be one with us. And how are we one? We're one because the Holy Ghost lives inside of us. And because we have it, it can tell us, keep us in touch with Daddy. And so he knows. So even before we call, he said, I'll answer. John 15 and 7 says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Proverbs 3 and 6 says, if we acknowledge God in all of our ways, he will direct us. And Matthew 21 and 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto ye, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. So, don't waste any more time. Pick up your phone, your prayer phone, and call home. Jesus is waiting for your call. So call him up. This is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying bye-bye.